This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. Andre speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Andre.
How you doing?
This is Alexis Hahn from XPL. I have a customer FMS number.
All right, give me one moment. All right, go ahead with the FMS number.
720-50728. I doesn't know how to pronounce the name, but the last name I think is same. At 160 South Washington Avenue.
Just waiting for FMS to load. It's just that thing was slow today. Okay. Okay, Bhupinder Singh. Okay, anyways, 1608, yep, Bolt, you made. Okay, how can I help you with the order today?
Okay, so the warehouse don't have the cooktop. Customer states that the wall oven is not his, but the cut text states that this was the wall oven they gave to him, but he stated it's not his, so they're returning that.
Okay, so the customer originally bought, you're saying, the double wall oven, but the cooktop, he's saying, isn't for him?
No, the wall oven is not his.
Okay. The wall oven isn't his. He did not purchase the wall oven, he's saying.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the KitchenAid double electric oven is what he says he did not order, correct?
He said he didn't order, he just said that it's not his.
Oh, that it's not his to be, okay. I'm just, okay.
I'm not understanding it neither.
Yeah,
I tried
I
to call the customer.
Yeah.
I tried reaching out. They didn't answer, so I couldn't get a better understanding of what this technician was saying.
All right. But the technician's no longer there, right? They already left, or they're still on site?
I'm not sure, but he's still on the phone.
Okay. Let me, if you want to confirm if they're still on site, you can with him. I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I just reach out to the client, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. So I confirmed what it was. He did order a product. That was just the wrong product. You know, like the person that helped him order it didn't place his order correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it was supposed to be like a microwave on top, oven on the bottom, not oven. So that's why he's denying it, because it's just the wrong product. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know. Whatever. You know, that's it. Give me 1 second while I generate the case ID for you. Yeah,
okay.
They can take it back to the store. He's going to go back to the store and speak with a store associate to help him get a new one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just generating that case ID for you now. Yeah, his accent is very thick, too. That's probably why they didn't understand what he was saying. You know, I had to, like, break it down for him, and then he understood what I was saying. And he was like, yeah, that's what it is. It's supposed to be like this. And I was like, oh, okay, I got it. Yeah, but it was, you know, miscommunication. So
right.
Your case ID is going to be 279-819-156.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being with me, XBO.
No problem.
And I hope you enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.